WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, April 20th. Coming up, the electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian is already the second largest employer in McLean County. We'll hear from the company's founder and CEO about how they'll try to retain those employees and even grow in a tight labor market. That's in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed next year's state spending plan into law. The more than $46 billion budget uses one-time federal COVID relief money to pay down billions in outstanding debt. It replenishes the state's rainy day fund and pays more than required toward state pensions. Pritzker also says temporary and permanent tax breaks are coming.
Our state is in its strongest fiscal position in generations. And as a result, we are able to provide $1.8 billion in tax relief for our residents.
Under those breaks, you'd save a dollar on a $100 grocery bill for a year and 44 cents on a 20-gallon tank of gas for 6 months. Property owners could get a property tax rebate check for as much as $300. Some Republicans accuse Pritzker of using one-time federal COVID money to prop up the budget in an election year. The city of Danville is making way for a new casino near Interstate 74 on the city's east side after breaking ground yesterday. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the Golden Nugget Casino is the fifth casino to be approved by the Illinois Gaming Board since Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a 2019 bill that expanded gambling in Illinois. Developers say the project includes a steakhouse and more than 500 slot machines. Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. says the casino will bring much-needed economic development to the city.
Long story short, this is history in the making, and it's going to be a game changer for all of us here in Danville and Vermilion County.
Williams says the casino will bring around 300 full-time jobs to the community and millions of dollars in revenue. Officials say the casino will open by March of next year. About 50 University of Illinois students marched in support of the Students for Justice in Palestine Monday night after last week's raid by Israeli police of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Protesters spoke of the importance of the mosque to Palestinian Muslims and the fact that the raid came during the holy month of Ramadan. Palestinian student Aya Gaber says she's upset the university has investments in Israel, which she says funds state actions like the raid on the mosque.
The U of I is very pro-Israel and has a lot of ties with pro-Israel companies and organizations. So I feel like protesting at the U of I is very fitting for this specific cause because it doesn't feel like the university cares at all about Palestinians.
Several media outlets reported 150 people were injured and hundreds detained after a confrontation involving Palestinians throwing rocks and Israeli police firing rubber bullets. The clash happened on Friday, a day when celebrations of Ramadan, Passover, and Easter overlapped. The area of the mosque is sacred to both Muslims and Jews. Today kicks off the first day of Ebert Fest, Champaign's annual film festival named in honor of late U of I alum and film critic Roger Ebert. Farrah Anderson of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
The festival will feature films from Wednesday to Saturday, including The Phantom of the Open, Ghost World, and Nightmare Alley. Movies shown at Ebert Fest are chosen two ways, from the pool of movies Roger Ebert has reviewed, or by the festival team. The films are shown at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. This year's special guests include director Guillermo del Toro and Chicago Tribune film critic Michael Phillips. Gilbert Gottfried, a comedian known for voicing the parrot Iago in Aladdin, was supposed to appear at the festival this year too. But Gottfried passed away in New York last week before the festival. Ebert Fest runs through Saturday, April 23rd. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
You can find the full Ebert Fest schedule at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, a conversation with Rivian founder and CEO R.J. Scalise. We'll hear about the company's plans to retain and hire more workers as they scale up manufacturing. That's next on 217 Today.
I'm Reginald Hardwick, News and Public Affairs Director at Illinois Public Media. For 100 years, WILL has provided our community with familiar, trusted voices that provide necessary information through the good times and the hard times. You can help kickstart our next 100 years with a gift today in support of our spring fund drive at willgive.org. Thank you.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian has already hired more than 5,000 people at its factory in Normal, quickly becoming McLean County's second largest employer. But now comes the hard part, keeping them. Ryan Denham recently sat down with Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe to talk about recruiting, retention, and workplace culture. Scaringe says the hope is the company adds up to more than the sum of its parts.
And so what you see in the plant is, in some ways, the most visible personification of that objective, where you can see very clearly when teams are working together or not working together. It's really measurable in terms of issues you may be having on the line. And so what we've gone through over the last 6 months is the plant went from pre-production into production and now ramping, is those teams are really starting to work well together. And we're finding the right team leaders, group leaders, we're finding the right area managers, we're promoting the right behaviors, we're taking the actions necessary when we see the wrong behaviors repeated over time. But we're really committed to creating an environment where everyone is capable of doing their best work. And that's not an easy, it doesn't happen naturally. It takes a lot of intentional effort from not just myself, but all of our leaders across the business.
So what is the biggest hiring challenge you face as you try to get more people here into the plant?
Well, the scale at which we're operating relative to the scale of Bloomington Normal as a community creates inherent challenges. We're a large employer in the area, and that continues to grow and grow quite dramatically. I mean, week over week, this week I think we added 240 people to the company. So it's just that rate of growth and finding and sourcing the right folks is challenging. So what we've done is we have also looked to other communities. We've looked to other areas and other businesses that exist in other states, and we've recruited from those. And really successful, and a big part of that is recruiting people not just to the company, but also to move to Central Illinois. And it's been helpful for me to to be able to make that, to go through that process, having done it myself.
Yeah.
So having moved here from California, you'd ask me the question of, what's it like actually living here? And I said, it's great. So being able to authentically say, this is a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family, have kids in school here. Was really important to me, and I find I'm really enjoying it here.
Do you anticipate at some point some of your workers here will unionize? And how does that kind of factor into your long-term plans?
I think ultimately, at its core, any unionization efforts are sort of the result of efforts to improve workplace environment. And so the way we look at it is we think about what our job is leadership within the company, leadership within the plant. And it's to create, as I said before, an incredible work environment, an environment where it's clean, it's well lit, it's safe, both physically safe, but also psychologically safe. It invites diversity. It embodies respect. Compensation levels are fair. We have repeatable and predictable work schedules. All those things collectively add up to what it's like to be here. And we believe we're best positioned to do that really well. So we hold ourselves accountable to that. And whether we do it through surveys and asking our teams how we're doing, or we do it through focus groups to ask our teams how we're doing, we're constantly looking at how to improve that. But we hope to always be in the driver's seat on driving the employee experience. But ultimately, it's an employee's choice, whether they believe we're doing a good job or not. It's our responsibility to deliver on that.
I know you've been dreaming about this company for years and years, and now if you're driving around Bloomington Normal here on your way to the plant every day, you probably see Rivians on the road yourself. I just wonder what that feels like to see this thing finally come to fruition in some way.
It's one of the most rewarding experiences, for sure, but probably even more so is my kids. And so all three of my kids love to spot Rivians. It's like when we're driving somewhere, they're playing the game, and when they see one, they're, Dad, it's over there. It's a red one. It's a green one. Actually, they're more specific. They like, it's a launch green or it's a forest green. But we will then go, if we're going in the same direction, they want to pull up next to them and wave. So it's just really fun for us to see. And certainly here, there's a lot of Rivians on the road.
That's Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe. He spoke with Ryan Denham. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy and blustery today with scattered showers and a high of 57 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Farrah Anderson, Neshmia Malik, and Ryan Denham. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.